Some of the times they don't do it. Like they'll do, like, I love it when the corporations don't do it. Like there's like June 1st it'll happen and I'll be like, you got to change this yet. But sometimes they don't. Like Major League Baseball did it recently. They were just like, June 1st happened and they were like, maybe we don't have to, I don't have to. Yo, is this guy all right?
No, he's not okay.
You
all right?
You all right, bro? Fuck yeah, round of applause for this guy who almost died. You all right? You good, yeah? Is that something that happens or no? Awesome, all right, cool. No, he's not okay. What? Yeah, maybe lie him down. You should call an ambulance or something, huh, somebody? Yeah, round of applause, I mean. Let's do the show, walk with him. Let's walk with him. Wow, that's a crazy, to talk, I guess that Pride Month bit really hit him hard. I don't know how, what do you mean too soon? It happened now, during the comedy show. What do you mean too soon? What am I supposed to do? A fucking monologue from Tennessee Williams play? Jesus Christ, too soon. It's the fucking goddamn comedy club. This shit happened in the front row. It didn't happen back there. You guys are like, you know, be cool. Fuck you, dude. You know how hard it is to do this shit right now? The guy almost died. Guy just straight up goes like this. You know what? Fuck it. Laying down. How do you even lay down on a chair? The guy laid down on a chair. And you guys are like, well, be classy about it, fuckhead. And I'm like, dude, these aren't even real curtains, dude. I hope he's okay. Can somebody make sure to... You think he's going to be okay? I mean, what the fuck? You don't know. Seizures are normal? Oh, really? How many other ones are going to happen here tonight? They're normal. Seizures are fine. That's why you see them all the time everywhere you go. That's why when you're in a movie theater and you just look next to you, there's a guy just fucking... Fuck you! I know it's weird, but what the fuck? Too soon, my ass. I have to be up here and make jokes about it. What the fuck am I supposed to do, dude? When you know better, you do better. You know what I mean? Guy had a fucking seizure. Dude, man, that's weird, huh? I hope he doesn't die. I hope he doesn't die. You know? He won't die, right? Okay.
Manifest happy
thoughts? Okay. I mean, I did want to come up here and kill tonight, but I don't want... Too soon, huh? Fuck you. Too soon. You know he'd be laughing, too. I mean, not now. Not now he can't laugh. Right now, he's in the back of an ambulance like this. But he would be laughing if he was here and it happened to someone else, okay? So don't think that he would give a shit about you guys, all right? How about that? Yeah? Okay. You work with him? Oh, all right, cool.
He'll laugh about it.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Thank God. All right, cool. See, fuckers? I thought the way they said it, we work with him, he's fine. The guy's a dick, honestly. Oh, God.
It was the shorts.
Yeah, oh, that was the guy with the shorts. He's got shorts on in the front row. That's killer. See? It's a cautionary tale, you guys. It's a cautionary tale. Oh, fuck, that's scary that shit like that could just happen to you anytime.
Absolutely.
Do you think you're on Larry King, this lady? She's just like... Yes, it's true, yes. And you know, it's funny. It's just like there's fucking 400 people here, and she's like, you know what? Like, we're on a fucking phone call or some shit. Nah, it's all good. Hey, you know what? It's weird. And you know what? It's gonna continue to be so fucking weird. It's Oxnard. That's never happened before in my life where that's happened. Jesus Christ. All right. He'll be fine.
Right in my fucking gay bit, dude.
You what?
I said I helped you, but I don't remember where we were.
Nah, you don't need to help. I got it. I'm a professional. I've got this. I know you want to help. You've been wanting to help since the beginning, so... These are rhetorical questions that I ask, you know? I don't, like, when I'm like, what's the deal with cell phones? I don't want you to be like, well, in 1998, Nokia really took the world by storm. with such games as Snake and also the brick phone. Fuck, I hope that guy comes back. No, I know. I know how... You know what the best part was? She goes, no, and then... Fucking dude! She goes, no. Like, the most dick way to say no. To sip on a Mai Tai afterwards. No! Fuckface, that's not how it works. You're hilarious, man. So what do you... What, all right, so... What's your deal? Well, fuck it, you know? It's the weirdest show I've ever done. It's been 20 years, and this is the weirdest show I've ever done. Guy has a seizure in the front row, and somebody who obviously drives a Subaru is fucking telling me... Having a phone conversation with me right now. It's okay, I'm just... I'm playing. I'm playing. I don't know. I'm playing. Nothing is as it seems. These are fake curtains, okay? These are fake. Nothing is as it seems. That wasn't a seizure either. That guy is doing astral projection. That's what it is. He just goes, fuck this. I'm going over. I'm going over to a different comedy club. I want to see. I'd rather see Tom Papa fuck Chris D'Elia. Dude, that is what that guy did. He goes like this. This sucks, man. I'm going to see Orny Adams fuck Chris D'Elia. Dude, that's what he did. You don't know it was a seizure. You don't fucking know. I know you know a lot, but you don't know. She's probably got a direct line to him right now, just like, you're okay, you're okay, trust me. Don't even worry about it, you're okay. Seizures are normal. They happen all the time. I'm having one right now, as a matter of fact. I can't even fucking help it. Dude. Remember when she was like, oh, I want to help. What if that was your job? You came in and you helped comedians when people, when shit got unruly. Uh-oh, we need her. What happened? He's having trouble on stage. How close is she?
Hey, I'm here.
Dude.
Where were you? Let's try to figure this out.
You're very helpful. You're a very helpful person. That's very obvious and that's very sweet. And, you know, I got love for you. What do you do for a living that with this love for helping?
I'm a teacher.
Now I'm the asshole. You understand? Educating our youth, and I'm a piece of shit, dude. So she definitely drives a Subaru, is all I'm saying. A teacher? Come on, dude. So you're a teacher, that's beautiful. I have a respect for teachers. I love teachers. My son is in school now, and that's awesome. It's Friday, huh? Did you work today?
I did work.
You did? So, I don't want to get into specifics of where you work and everything, but like, you, grade level?
I'm a special education teacher for...
I'm a fucking piece of shit. Great, good. Okay, cool. I start roasting the one person... Who's obviously the most helpful person in this room, you know? Just knocking, she's Jesus Christ. And I'm, why can't Jesus Christ be a woman? Jesus Christ can be a woman, okay? Fuck you, you don't know. And so, everyone's equal. And she is just like, it's okay. I want to help. No shit, her whole life is helping. I'm a teacher. And she had it locked and loaded, too. She's like, you better not ask what for. He's fucked if he asks what for. Special education. Yeah, okay. So, and I love it. I love what I do. Yeah, I'm gonna do it again next week. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. No, don't be sorry. Are you kidding me? You're way better than me. That's beautiful. I love that shit, man. That's something you always want to do, or what? How do you get into that, honestly?
I was a sign language interpreter for deaf and hard of hearing.
Oh, God, this fucking way. I was Superman for a while. I was flying around saving people. And then I was Jesus Christ for a while. I'm still technically Jesus Christ. And now I'm just water and air. I'm water and air, just to help people. People need that. Fucking mostly. Do you have a purple heart? You have a purple heart. All right, so you did sign language, and dude, one time I did a show, and they had to have like a sign. There was deaf people in the audience. Have you ever been to a comedy show where they're doing this shit?
I have not done a comedy show.
Okay, it's so not funny when they do it. You know what I mean? I'm like, the timing, dude. Fucking butt. Yeah, it's happened multiple times. Wow, that's hilarious. Well, okay. So you used to work with the deaf. I don't know how to. I'm gonna be offensive. I have no idea. The deaf. And then after that, you were like, enough of this shit. Thank you. I gotta do some real helping. You know what I mean? Not hearing ain't enough for me. Fucking special ed. All right, well, that's beautiful. So how long have you been doing that?
I just started.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I started to teach you.
Got it. Oh, okay. So before that, you were doing the sign language stuff. Oh, wow. Bro, sign language, that's crazy, huh? Is it really hard to learn?
I guess it depends on your...
Hands. Depends on your hands. It 100% depends on your hands. My hands are like this. I can't really do it. You like that, bro? Just fucking laughing. What do you think that guy's going through right now, you know? Just like, what the fuck? What happened to the comedy show? Just fucking breathe. Clear. Fucking, the fuck happened to the comedy show? I've been trying to sing Chris Lee for a long time. Why is there a catheter on me? The fuck is going on? I'm never seeing stand-up again. It's gangster how he fucking fell. Because it's slow, dude. When you fall down, you fall quick, but not when you're having a seizure, dude. I watched it happen. It took 45 minutes. Got up and I'm like, are you okay? And he was like, I may need an ambulance. I may. God damn, dude! Oh, fuck, I'm sweating after that one. Wipe off with these curtains. Oh, they're not real.